Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected. There is more to you than being editor of Hello. That would be a big enough job in anyone's minds as it is, but you're also an author and a mum. Mm. Talk to me about work-life balance, because this is... I'm hoping I can learn a few things.
Holy grail. I don't know that you'll learn anything from me. I think I'm just sort of muddling through as much as any other mum. But there was a real turning point for me. I remember when I had my two boys quite close together, 18 months between them. And I found it, I mean, it was hard, that maternity leave the second time. And I sort of kind of couldn't wait to get back to work, if I'm completely honest. I found it very difficult being at home all day, much as I love my boys to bits. For me, it is all about the mixture and the juggle. I kind of love the juggle, although sometimes it feels off and sometimes it feels at work is... I'm at work too much, and so then I need to sort of pare things back a bit. And other times, you know, I feel that, you know, pulled in a heart-wrenching direction, you know, because or a child is ill and that throws a spanner in the works. It is all a juggle, but I learned sort of at the time of when they were both young that actually to just give up the concept of perfection. And once you start sort of trying to measure yourself by some imaginary yardstick anyway, because who's to say what perfect is, then everything feels a lot better. And to learn the power of saying no, to stop trying to be the person that does everything, because that is exhausting and unfulfilling.
So have you managed that yet?
Well, because
you
seem to be incredibly busy. There was a stage where I was trying to write this third book, which I've now finally, I hope, finished.
You finished it.
It's kind of wrung me out. It's been a labour of love, this book, but an emotional book to write. And it was actually due in probably about 2 years ago initially, because I tried to write it in a year and it just couldn't happen. I felt stressed about it and I felt I was really not enjoying writing, which is something that I love. It really is. I mean, that is my real passion in life, telling stories. And I wasn't enjoying it, and I got myself into a real stress because I was trying to do it all. I was trying to hit that deadline. I was trying to be a good mum. I was trying to hold down my job here. I was trying to go out to the events I was meant to be out in the evenings. I was exhausted.
But in brackets, not close to a nervous breakdown in case your mum's listening.
Yeah, but I didn't actually have a nervous breakdown.
Good, thank you. Just to clarify, listeners. Kind of,
yeah, that is not the headline for this podcast. Yeah. And I, you know, had lots of chats with a close friend of mine and with my husband, and they just said, well, just say no. Like, why do you have to deliver this book? And I was like, actually, the pressure was all myself, you know, on myself. And I just thought, actually, I can't deliver this book. And so I'm going to talk to my agent and the publishers. And if they, you know, want to sort of not cancel my deal, then that's fine. I'll walk away from it. And as soon as I started to speak to people, it was actually fine. And everybody said, oh, it's no problem. We'll just extend the deadline. How long do you think it will take? And kind of, and it was such a relief.
Yeah.
And it was then that I realised, God, I just need to not pressure myself. Mm. And I need to say no to stuff and really prioritise what's important at the moment. And that was my home life, my family and my job at Hello. And actually, that's all I could cope with in that moment.
Well, it seems a lot.
that's enough. And sometimes things have to give. Sometimes I feel that, you know, even keeping up with friendships sometimes can feel hard when you're all so busy. But true friends understand that. And it doesn't matter if you're not at every single social event with them.
Yeah.
Because they're always there for you. Because it goes deeper than that.
Yeah.
So I think you can only do what you can do. and give up being perfect and the yes person, because that is just going to end up having a breakdown.
Yeah.
but and not make you happy.
Well, exactly. And do you know what? I would presume that them, the publisher saying that to you, is another boost for your confidence, because it means you're so good, they're prepared to wait however long it takes.
And it has taken sort of 3 years to write this book, but I'm really happy with it now.
Tell us about it.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, I haven't even told anybody about it, really, because I literally finished it on Monday night. Because I'm good at hitting a deadline. Publishers like working with journalists because they know that it had to be in yesterday. So I was like, I am going to stay up all night if I have to, but it will be in. So it's quite an emotional book. It's about two women. It's told in alternating chapters and they meet at a baby group. So I used a lot of my kind of experiences of that first year of motherhood in this book. And actually, that's one of the things I love about being a writer. It's so cathartic that you have this kind of means of kind of describing things that happen to you and sort of, you know, reliving those moments. And it's like having a sort of tool in your tool belt that helps you process things too. So these two women meet at a baby group in London and there's a big secret between them that gets slowly revealed as the book goes on. And it's all to do with one woman's sort of desire to be a mother and how far she would go. There's a one night stand. It's a bit to do with she's not sure who is the father of her baby.
Right. And it's called Only Ever Yours.
It's called Only Ever Yours. Yeah. So it's also about love. I mean, it's a love story is at the heart of it. Right. And all the different types of love. First love, married love, an obsessional kind of love. And, you know, and the fact that exists sort of probably within all of us.
Mm. And you've certainly covered that in Hello Magazine.
We have, lots of different types of love. Yeah, so it was very different to write. I mean, it's quite a thriller as well. It's things start to sort of get untangled about, you know, as you get through the book and you realise what might be going on. But it's also a story of friendship between these two women and lots of kind of crazy things that happen in that first year of having young babies. Brought all of that back.
I was going to say, there'll be plenty of that.
Yeah, the outfit changes, nappy explosions in cafes. And
leaking nipples, maybe.
Leaking nipples, yeah, hard boobs and the feeding and the difficulties of feeding and colic and all kinds of things.
It does seem like a different lifetime now, but it was only a couple of years ago.
It's intense. Yeah. I think the idea came to me, actually, when I did a baby group, an NCT course, when I had my first child, and I just thought, God, this is such a fascinating scenario that the only thing that we've got in common is the fact we're having a baby within the same kind of couple of weeks, and that's it.
Yeah.
Although I was very lucky, I had a wonderful group of women, and we still have our WhatsApp group, and every now and again we'll share stories sort of 6 years on. But obviously it was a very intense relationship for that time. We saw each other every day in those early days.
You saw each other at your most emotional,
and
your most rawest,
vulnerable, yeah, and your most vulnerable. Kind of confused, because your whole identity of who you once were kind of felt sort of different.
Yeah.
I kind of thought then, this is such a good premise for a book, and it sort of inspired something in me.
Do you know what? I remember going to one of my first NCT classes. I was really lucky, actually, because I had Nat, Rufus Isaac, Holly Branson, and Charlotte Hawkins. We created our own group.
Yeah.
I know, it was brilliant, because we all found out we were due at the same time, which was a complete fluke.
Yes.
We created our own group. So we already had a history of friendship together, which was brilliant. But I never forget going into the group and the lady saying something about, you know, and then, you know, you need to do a feed about 2 a.m. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but I'm thinking, what? I've got to do a feed at 2 a.m.? Yes. Are you joking?
Like, they just slept
can't
the
we
night.
Sleep?
Well, just nothing can prepare you, can it? For the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever anyone says, and the fact that it is so hard, like it's so much harder than you could possibly imagine.
You gloss over
you
that.
You do take the brunt of it as the mother. You know, I have a really supporting husband and that's fantastic. I'm so lucky for that. But it is really difficult.
They never really know, do they?
No.
Sorry, but they are.
And fog of sleep deprivation. Oh. Although I feel I still do have that even
now. Well, I remember someone saying to me, you'll see well again in probably 5 or 6 years' time. I was like, what? And now I am about 5 years in. And I'm still knackered, and I still don't sleep.
I think that's our life now. We better get used to it. Yeah. We're doomed.
Do you know what? I was just thinking, because SJ, Sarah Jane Mee, listens to this podcast, and she's obviously just an anxious pregnant.
It's great.
I'm just thinking she's going to be like, oh, great.
I know. No, but it is obviously none of us would ever regret having our children, you know, and we're so lucky just to have them, you know. Absolutely. I really thank my lucky stars every day to that all happened. Yeah, so we're really lucky and we wouldn't change it, but it's tiring. And the annoying thing is, once you suffer from sleep deprivation and have children, you can just never lie in anyway, even if you get the opportunity.
Oh my God, what is that?
And that is really unfair.
I woke up at the weekend before the kids and I was going, what? Just go back to sleep.
I finished the book at like gone 2 in the morning on Monday, and my husband had kindly let me stay in a hotel so that I could then make up the sleep. I still woke up at 6:45. Like clockwork.
Oh, it's
and
so annoying.
I just can't lie in anymore.
Oh, it's so annoying.
They have stripped us of that ability to ever have a lie in.
But also, I think spare time. Do you notice that, like, if you do have, like, say when Willow's at nursery and Wolf's at school, and I have, like, an hour, and I think, oh, my God, this is spare time. What do I do? What do I do? I start running around going, well, quickly have a bath, relax. Yeah. You know,
light a candle.
Yeah, do something.
Read a book.
And then it's anything but relaxing. And then you're counting down the minutes till it starts again.
And you miss them when you're not with them.
I know, so, I know. And you feel guilty.
It's crazy. Even though, and then when you are with them, they drive you up the wall half the time.
It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.